Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooth.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Dr. Bill Maurer is here. He's the dean at the University of California, Irvine School of Social Science and professor of anthropology, director of the Institute for Money, Technology, and Financial Inclusion. It's an organization that I encourage you to find out more about. We're talking about currency, fiat money, cryptocurrency, digital currency, and all that. Right now, Bill, in the rest of our visit, I want to talk about the future of money. And I want to tell you what my concerns are. I believe that the most important thing on planet Earth right now, especially geopolitically, is the U.S. dollar. The strength of the dollar, the safe havenness of the U.S. dollar, is the most important and most powerful tool our government has. And because we're a benefactor nation, because we mean people well, not ill, that dollar is for good. And I'm worried that cryptocurrency, if companies like Facebook and Amazon and Google and places like that get their own cryptocurrency where people can almost exist inside of their ecosystems with that currency, over time, especially with these global companies like that, Apple, for example, too, that it would weaken the U.S. dollar and therefore weaken America, the greatest benefactor nation of the world. How far off am I?
I'm a little less concerned about that, just because the scale of these things really doesn't approach the scale of the U.S. dollar as an institution.
Now, I'm talking about over the next decade or two, Bill. I'm not talking about day after tomorrow. I'm talking about the future of money. What do you think?
I think before it gets there, you're going to have the U.S. government intervening somehow, right? I mean, look at the incredible regulatory pushback against Facebook and Libra. And I think you're going to see more of that as these things actually get some lift. And, when you talk about something like Amazon or Google or the other big platform companies, I guess my concern more there is around things like, you know, them having total ownership of all of our data about everything,
right,
offline and online.
I think that
right?
ship has sailed, hasn't it?
And then the kind of security and surveillance implications of that. Like, you know, if I think about China, they've got Alipay and WeChat Pay, and now their own digital currency being tested. And those things, you know, are really incredible and scary tools for surveillance of people and, you know, surveillance of the population. So,
hasn't the data, Bill,
the challenge to the dollar per se.
Bill, hasn't that ship already sailed? Don't all they need now is to know what we're going to do before we tell anybody we're going to do it? I mean, that's all. It's Prius,
well, the
right?
big piece, the big piece that they want now from money is what they want is to know what we're doing in the physical world at the point of sale with cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that they don't have is what I buy with physical dollar bills at the store down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the impetus for getting everybody to migrate onto a digital platform for money, because then you kind of close that circle.
Mm-hmm. The pandemic has accelerated the movement away from physical currency, as it has done many other things. We were already moving in that direction. More of us are carrying less cash around. We were already doing that before the pandemic. But this is another example of how the pandemic has accelerated that evolution, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the one thing is you still have in this country that big unbanked population, right? And if you look at what's happening with people trying to, you know, use their relief checks that they get if they don't have a bank account, or mm-hmm. you know, use a prepaid debit card, right? You have these long lines at ATMs because people have to take it out in cash to use it to pay their bills if they don't have a bank account. So there's still cash, right? I don't think the pandemic is the death knell of cash. I think it just kind of like you said, it accelerates that pace toward more and more people doing more and more things digitally when they pay, but also just kind of exposes for us those existing issues around access to financial services.
How long do you think,
so many people lack them.
I got to wrap it up. I got about 30 seconds. How long do you think it'll be before the United States of America has a cryptocurrency?
Oh, I think probably in the next 5 years, we'll see a central bank digital currency that will be issued by and maintained by the Fed.
And it'll still be called a dollar?
There's a prediction. It'll be called a dollar. Come on, that's a great brand.
Oh, I know. I'm just, you know, look, nothing. At this point in time, in what I call the new regular, where normal got shot in March, anything's possible. Hey, Bill, will you come back soon?
Sure thing. Happy to be here, Jim.
Enjoyed to have you. Dr. Bill Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, M-A-U-R-E-R. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.